Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If you are vaccinated or unvaccinated, but gathered with people outside your household in indoor spaces, then wearing a mask is the recommended step to take.
You know, I think that we have seen now that this is likely to become an endemic.
First it was going to be the one vaccine, then it was going to be two, and then there's a vaccine and a booster, and probably we're going to need another booster later.
This is the song that does it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
When smash and grab thieves in ski masks stole every single sledgehammer and crowbar in the store.
I also want to make sure that this hysteria, you know, that this doesn't drive a hysteria and that we look at these numbers in context.
Hysterical laughing face, hysterical laughing face.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back. As you know, Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts, his given name is Charlie Baker, announced last week that he will not be running for re-election for a third term. He was running way behind in the polls after President Donald Trump endorsed his challenger, ex-representative Jeff Deal of Whitman. And so we wanted to have President Trump on the air to discuss his endorsement and how we felt about prevailing, driving another one of his nemesis off of the public stage. And so we spoke to him this afternoon. We had him right out of the box, and we also discussed his new book, Our Journey Together, which is available at 45books.com. But here is our interview from 3 hours ago with former President Donald J. Trump. All right. Joining us now is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Howie. Nice to talk to you, Howie.
Listen, first thing I want to do is thank you on behalf of huge numbers of us in Massachusetts for doing your best to move Charlie Baker out of the governor's race for next year. I think you drove. Yeah, I think you were the main reason he didn't run for re-election. And his lieutenant governor is gone too. Thank you.
Yep. 100% of the reason. He wouldn't have gotten the Republican nomination. Mr. Deal is going to do a very good job, but Baker would not have gotten the Republican nomination, and people truly can't stand him. They cannot stand this guy.
How did you feel? How did you feel when you got the word that he was out?
Well, I wasn't surprised because I don't think he could get the Republican nomination. I endorsed somebody else. I think we're 152-2 or something like that in terms of the endorsement. And, you know, it means a lot. And I met the head of the Republican Party, a really nice guy, and he was telling me about Charlie Baker, and I knew about Charlie Baker anyway, that he's bad news and hasn't done a good job, did a very poor job on COVID. That I can tell you. He's a very liberal guy, but he's done a very poor job on COVID. And I endorse somebody that I think is going to be good, and I think he's going to win the primaries pretty easily. And, you know, Charlie was he wasn't even a rhino. He was much less than a rhino. A rhino is at least they're in name only, right? This is a man that wasn't even in name only. So I was very not surprised. I thought he'd leave. I didn't know he was going to quit this soon.
Now, Jeff Deal is the only announced candidate. He's the guy you endorsed. You've talked to him with Jim Lyons introduced you to him. Is there any way you could have your endorsement shaken, or should the other people just move along and find a new office to run for if they're thinking about running?
No, they have to do what they have to do. I just found that Jeff was really good. I looked at his record. I didn't know him. I studied him, and Jim was telling me great things about him. Jim has done a terrific job there for a long time. Not an easy job. But I think Jeff is somebody that people really liked and really respected. I can tell you when I put out the announcement, usually I can tell, I put out the announcement that it was really met with a lot of support from that standpoint. So I think Jeff is a very respected guy. And, you know, it really began by saying, how do we get this other guy out of there, Charlie Baker, because he's bad news. And Jeff was somebody that Jim recommended very strongly.
Will you come up to the convention next May to speak for the, you know, they'd love to have you up there. They say they could bang out the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield, make like $1.5 million for the campaign.
Oh, I tell you what, they have mentioned it to me, and I'll certainly think about it. I love the area. You know that. I've been dealing with you for a long time. We've done well together, and your show is fantastic. And even you don't know how powerful you are, okay? Let me just tell you that, Howie. But it's a great show, and it means a lot. It means a lot to the people. Yeah, it's something I will consider, absolutely.
Let me ask you about your book, Our Journey Together. And I went to check it out on Amazon, and I was pleased to know that it's not available on Amazon. I assume that was a conscious decision on your part.
Well, it's you know, Amazon is a whole crazy thing going on over there with respect to Republicans and conservatives, and but it's available pretty much everywhere. It's selling really, really well. It's selling at a tremendous clip, and it's a picture. It's 45books.com. You can get it at 45books.com, and it's a good success, a real success. I don't know. I can't speak specifically to Amazon, but you know the story with Amazon. I guess they can't like me too much. I ran a good operation, so how can they like me too much? But the people are loving it. It sold, I know, over 100,000 books already, and now I guess I'm just getting notified it's over 120,000 books. That's a lot of books quickly, and that's, you know, over the last it's been out for a week or so. And it's a picture book. It's a book of beautiful pictures, and it's really something I think that people would like having.
I love the picture of you and Queen Elizabeth going by the
right.
Cold Screen Guards. That's a great photo. But they're all really nice photos.
She was great. Yeah. She was great. I mean, this is really, and you look at what's going on now. Our country is being destroyed. When you look at Afghanistan and the surrender and leaving 85 billion and 13 young beautiful people hurt, killed, and many hurt, many injured. Nobody even talks about them. Leaving 85 billion, and also, think of this one, leaving hostages behind. They left Americans behind, and now
they're
using
still
them
there.
As hostages.
Yeah. Well, I saw you with
using
the
them as hostages.
At Mar-a-Lago, you called General Milley. He's from Massachusetts, another Massachusetts beauty. You called him a bleeping idiot, and you're getting criticized for that. But I thought that seemed to be a pretty accurate description of him. You have no regrets about calling him a bleeping idiot.
Well, I don't
do you?
Know if I've been criticized. I've seen a lot of praise for it. Look, people aren't liking him. If he knew, you know, we have great generals. We defeated ISIS in Iraq and Syria. We have great generals. I dealt with a lot of the generals. They're fantastic. But the television generals aren't so good. No, I said that about Milley. And actually, I've heard very positive. I haven't seen negative, but I would imagine
just the usual suspects, the blue check.
I like it.
Types.
Well, the same ones, yeah. I mean, I like to tell the truth, you know. So it's always good to tell the truth, Howie.
Do you have anything to say to the Cuomo brothers?
Well, I was really surprised because, you know, Andrew was somebody that I thought had pretty good control over New York, and then all of a sudden he was gone. And Chris was, you know, they were not good people. I don't want to go too much because now they're fighting for their lives, so I'm not going to go too much. But I will tell you, they are not good people, and what they were doing was bad. I think what they did with COVID was really bad. We offered them all sorts of help. We gave them a lot of help with the hospital ships and the convention center. We built almost 3,000 beds in the convention center, and they barely used them. They could have solved the problem with the senior citizens by using that or the hospital ship. We did a good job for them. But they got found out. You know, they got found out, and now they're fighting a different battle.
So those two governors who really criticized you so much, and they had the highest COVID death rates in the country, along with Murphy of New Jersey, Baker and Cuomo, they're both gone now.
Well, Baker's bad news, and Cuomo was bad news, and Baker did a terrible job with the COVID, and you know, didn't didn't do what we suggested, and he closed everything up. And you know, the problem, yeah, one of the worst, I guess, if you think about it, his area was one of the worst in the country. Yeah. So I can't imagine why he'd be popular. I think I did Massachusetts a big favor. No, he got out exclusively because of the fact I wouldn't endorse him. How could I endorse him? He was terrible.
I think, again, thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for taking him out of our misery. We appreciate it.
I've heard you say it. I've heard you say it. You probably, at least in a strong part, you probably influenced me because you felt strongly about it. I know that, Howie. And you were right. I mean, you were right. You do the right thing. You have people that you don't like that you think are doing a good job, and you treat them fairly. But this guy is just, he was bad. And they won't have him around too much longer, and that's good.
No, he's gone. Okay, and again, we look forward to reading your book, Our Journey Together. You can order it at 45books.com. That's the number, 45books.com. And it's a great right. book. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you. Thank you as always, Mr. President. I love talking
well,
to you.
Thank you, Howie. It's an honor. I'll see you soon. You just
and Merry,
take care of yourself.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and a Happy New
too.
Year. Thank you.
To you and your family. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Howie.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Thank you. That's President Donald J. Trump. I love talking to Donald Trump. It's fun. It's just a lot of fun. And he did a very poor job on COVID. And he's bad news. He and Cuomo are bad news. I love that stuff. 844-500-4242 if you want to talk about this. We're going to talk to Jeff Diehl, the sole remaining Republican candidate for governor right now when we come back. But again, if you want to talk about anything, 844-500-4242. Eden Pure has done it again. The three-pack for the Thunderstorm air purifier is back. One listener wrote, I love my Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It always takes away the cooking odors in a short time and gets my kitchen smelling fresh again. Usually some of the cooking smells linger until the next day, but not anymore. The kitchen air smells fresh and pure quickly. I need to buy more for other rooms. Well, this is your chance. Right now, you can get 3 units for less than $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house, workplace, or car. We have 6 at the studio, 6 of them, believe it or not, and 3 more in our condo. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 just for one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 on their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. All orders will be shipped before Christmas. I'm Howie Carr.
Not even Santa works his elves as hard as Howie works his staff.
Now get to work! 10 minutes break! Not for you!
Howie Carr.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Senator Rand Paul says Dr. Fauci should serve 5 years in prison. Is that not enough, too much, or about right?
Not enough.
76% say not enough, 23% say about right, and still 1% say too much.
All right. 844-500-4242-802. Thanks so much for rebroadcasting your interview with DJT. So good to hear his voice and joking around with you, Howie. He clearly respects you and, more importantly, your audience. He does respect you. He respects all of us, I think. And, you know, we were with him from the start, and he values loyalty, as we all do. And, you know, he doesn't get enough of it, I don't think. But it's good to have him on the show. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Steve from Cambridge, you're next as we wait for Jeff Deal if he calls. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, two things. I don't think Baker's decision not to run has anything to do with Donald Trump's endorsement of Jeff Deal. That's one thing. The second thing is...
I disagree, but go ahead.
I really hope Donald Trump doesn't use now until November 2022 to just pursue personal vendettas against Republicans. We need to get the Democrats out, not purge Republicans.
I understand that, but, you know, there was a guy that quoted Steve Aylward. He's a Jim Lyons, Jeff Deal guy. I think he's from Watertown. And he said, what difference does it make with Charlie Baker? He's a Democrat, Steve.
Yeah, but he's not a Pete Buttigieg or Kamala Harris or
I'm not sure about that. What has he done that's conservative lately, Steve? Seriously.
He may not have done anything conservative, but he's not super woke, and in that case, I love him.
Well, you don't think he's super woke? I mean, he said that the riots in Boston last year were mostly peaceful. You don't get much more woke than that. Again, there was a guy firing shots at the police and into the apartments on Tremont Street. And he said it was peaceful.
Howie, God forbid Maura Healey becomes our next governor. You're going to find out what super woke is relative to Charlie Baker.
You know, number one, I'm not even sure she's running. But, I'm telling you, I don't see a lot of difference. And I just see, if you could, when was the last time he did something conservative? Steve, please, just give me one example.
I'll tell you one thing. He was very helpful to Scott, what's his name, Scott Brown, in his campaign, and he was very helpful to Scott in his campaign.
That was in 2012. He wasn't even the governor then.
Oh, but, I mean, if Charlie Baker was not in Massachusetts, he would be a lot more conservative, but he knows he can only do a certain amount in Massachusetts. I don't think he's great, but he's a lot better than Maura Healey and her ilk.
Okay. I think people are just fed up with him. I mean, he did botch COVID 100%, did he not?
Botch COVID.
He shut down the state. There was no need to shut down the state.
Howie, he's not great, but he's better than the alternative.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I appreciate your point of view. I don't think that's a winning ticket. And he's right. I mean, he shut down the entire state. And we didn't even have time to get into it. But I say this over and over again. Not only did we have the third highest death rate in the country, for a couple months we had the highest unemployment rate. It was a total disaster what he did. 844-500-4242. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, that was the greatest interview with... I didn't realize it was you doing an interview with Donald J. Trump. And that was awesome. My heart felt like an alligator for a minute again. And I love it. And
thank you.
You did great. He seems so genuine for a guy that is in his stature. I mean, it's come on, let's get over it. But Jeff Deal, I've met a couple of times at our Sportsman's Club. I'm a president of a gun club. Ooh, scary. He's a great guy. He's a great, great guy. I just would like to see if you can ask him once he gets on the show about Second Amendment rights.
I will. He'll be on the show right after the break. We will definitely ask him about the Second Amendment, Johnny O. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number. And we'll be right back with Jeff Deal and your calls as well. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We'll, the interview will be up on our podcast after the show in the first and the fourth hours, so you can get it and listen again if you want. People are still saying they want to hear more. We're going to talk right now to Jeff Diehl, the endorsed candidate of President Trump. And if you want to give him a call and ask him a question, we can do that as well, 844-500-4242. Jeff, the president is still with you 100%.
Thanks, Howie. I heard that. It was fantastic. Good to see that he's calling in, keeping tabs on Massachusetts. I think we still can get him up here.
I hope so. He said he said that you guys have been trying to get him to come up, and it'd be nice to have him at in May when the weather turns good again, and there are a lot of Republicans in Springfield for the convention, if not sooner.
Yeah, Western Mass is beautiful, and I'm sure he'd enjoy the space. But also, I know he would draw a huge crowd. I mean, it would just be amazing. So we'll see what happens. But either way, it's fantastic to have his endorsement. And, you know, every day Joe Biden continues to have more and more failures. I mean, it's just more and more evidence that America made a huge, huge mistake in 2020. So let's try to rectify that here in Massachusetts in 22 and then you know, nationally in 24.
Johnny O wanted to know your take on the current status of the Second Amendment in Massachusetts. As you know, the Attorney General, she hasn't decided whether or not she's going to run for governor, but she has she's not been a friend, to put it mildly, of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, clearly not. I mean, Smith and Wesson out in Springfield, speaking of Springfield, just basically announced a few months ago they're going to take their headquarters, 750 jobs. They've been here for over 120 plus years in Massachusetts manufacturing, and the sole reason is because they know that Attorney General Healey wants to ban the AR-15, which they manufacture, which, by the way, is a legal gun. It operates like any other handgun, a single pull of the trigger, a single shot. But it looks scary, so she wants to ban it, and that's 60% of their revenue. So they said, you know what, forget it. Politics is causing us to leave, and Attorney General Healey is the one leading that charge. So they're out of here, and that's the kind of thing that's happening with the gun laws here in Massachusetts. You get Democrats to constantly create fear-mongering, and then those people who abide by the laws, you know, have their licenses, do the right thing, they're the ones who are the ones who have to suffer, and the people who use guns illegally are the ones that you never see Bartley Fox used in court convictions, right? That's supposed to be what's used to convict people, but that's the problem. So the gun laws that we have, we don't use, and then they just keep adding more gun laws to make it harder for a lawful gun owner to enjoy their Second Amendment freedom.
I'm so old I can remember driving. Every time I drove into the state, there was a sign saying, warning, Massachusetts has the Bartley Fox gun law, and you could be put in prison for a year. Now, not only are those signs gone, that you're right, that law is, I can't remember the last time that law was enforced.
No, I mean, what they end up doing is dropping, they'll plea out on some other charge and drop the gun charge in exchange for like a drug conviction. You know, the fact of the matter is they should also be going away for that gun charge, because if you've got the law on the books, go ahead and throw the book at them. We don't want to have people using guns illegally. It gives everybody else, you know, a bad name who uses their privilege correctly.
Right. So, same thing at the federal level, too. You know, when Obama used to pardon these people when he was leaving office, he said, well, none of these people I'm pardoning were convicted of gun crimes. They were all just convicted of drug crimes. And you know, again, he thought people were so stupid they couldn't, you know, understand what was going on. Like you say, everything got plea bargained down. The gun charges would be dropped in return for a guilty plea, save everybody time and money. And then they'd get released by some Democrat president like Obama. And now Biden.
Go ahead. The other thing too, Howie, this always begs the question: if you have to get an ID to, because I have to have my Class A license to carry to exercise my Second Amendment right, you know, why shouldn't we also have to show an ID to vote in order to exercise that right to vote? You know, that's always the huge thing that gets me, is that our Democrats want to argue no ID to vote, and yet you have to have an ID for your other constitutional right.
Yeah, well, that was a disappointment that we're not going to have that on the ballot, or TCI on the ballot. It was unfortunate that we didn't get the signatures. But again, it's a different world out there with fewer people going to church, and that was a big part of getting the signature drives, and it was not really in the mix this time around, but live and learn, I guess.
Let's go to Plan B. Let's go to Plan B and get a governor that will put that in the proposal for the legislature to debate.
Sounds good. You want to take a couple of calls here, Jeff?
Sure.
Okay, we're with Jeff Beal, the last man standing right now, anyway, from the Republican side, endorsed by Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is remaining behind him 100%. 844-500-4242. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr and Jeff Beal. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Jeff. I'm Mary. I'm calling from District 2. I'm out here in the Worcester area. And my question
to you is, hi,
I don't know if you remember me or not, but I have a question about Jim McGovern, who is our U.S. Congress representative. And I wrote an email to the RNC asking, can we get a strong Republican candidate to run up against him? And can we kind of like group together as Republicans to in all of these other state and local seats to try and put, you know, promote people who have share our values?
Yeah, I think, isn't there a Jeff Sosa Paquette, a candidate that's running currently?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, he is running. Yeah.
Okay, well, so, you know, right now, until somebody else comes along, I think, you know, uniting behind Jeff would be a good idea. Obviously, we want to make sure that he does a good job getting people to know exactly what our Congressman McGovern's up to. And obviously, I'll be out in Worcester plenty of times to campaign with the candidates to make sure we're getting that message out there, too.
Thank you, Mary. He's been in there an awful long time. He defeated Peter Bluth, and before that, he was an aide to Moakley. He's one of these career politicians, and it's that's the problem in across the country, but in Massachusetts even more so than most places.
Doesn't he have an affinity to Cuba as well? I'm not sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I thought there might be like a fist fight breakout when they were going to figure out who was going to lead the Massachusetts delegation to Fidel's funeral, you know. But then
an antique car enthusiast if he likes Cuba that much, right? Or is it the communism? I can't tell.
Yeah, actually, there's a funny story in the Globe today about the shooting started on this movie about the Boston Strangler, and they have all these pictures of these old cars, you know, that are. On the set, and they're calling them all 60s cars. But if you look at them closely and you know anything about the old cars, these are 50s cars. These cars are Cuban cars. These are the kind of cars you see on the streets.
Modern Cuban car.
right. I saw a 57 Ford and a 58 Biscayne Chevy and an old Metropolitan. These are cars you still see them around, and they're VIPs are riding them around in Havana. Aubrey, you're next with Howie Carr and Jeff Beal. Go ahead, Aubrey.
Jeff, congratulations on your endorsement. May I ask you a question, please?
Please do. Hey, Aubrey, thanks.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how floored were you by the lieutenant governor's announcement simultaneously with the governor's announcement? And may I offer you my perspective after you answer on why they made that announcement?
Well, let me just put it this way. Christmas came early for the Deal household when Charlie, first of all, pulled TCI 2 weeks ago and then announced last week he wasn't running. The icing on the cake, I guess, was that the lieutenant governor realized she was not really in much of a better position to take me on than the governor. So ultimately, it was slightly a surprise that it came in the same day, but not necessarily an overall surprise.
And by the way, Karen does not have $6 million in the bank. She wishes she had $6 million in the bank. I mean, you know, no one's weeping the buckets for her because she's got 2.3 or 2.4 million now in the bank, and that money lasts a long time. Look at how long a million lasted Jane Swift when she left the governorship. She was she kept it going until she kept assessing her political future till 2009 after leaving the office in 2003. All right, Jeff. So where can people go if they want to actually get involved in your campaign?
Yeah, we have a lot of new events that are getting lined up. So if everybody goes to my website, jeffdeal.com, G-E-O-F-F. DIEHL.com. That has links to everything, the Facebook page to donate, to get some campaign clothing, anything you want to do to volunteer, you can sign up there. And like I said, all of a sudden, once last week happened, basically we've been getting inundated with requests for events. So there's going to be a lot of things going on all across the state. You got to go to that website to find out where I'm going to be in your neighborhood coming up over the next few months. All right.
Who are you running with as your lieutenant governor?
Look, we don't have anybody necessarily, you know, selected. I mean, it's not really my job to select it. People can come out and run if they want to. So it's a separate office until after the primaries. Then you merge those together as a ticket. But at the same time, you know, there's some great people out there I'd love to talk to, and I think are interested. So we'll announce something like that probably down the road.
All right, Jeff Deal, thanks for being with us, and again, congratulations on being the survivor of the big match against the incumbent governor. Talk to you soon. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt is now over $28 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
If you're watching on Rumble, you can see my t-shirt, Let's Go Brandon. It's got an American flag in red, white, and blue, and a Let's Go Brandon exclamation point. It's a nice t-shirt, very soft, comes out of Corinna, Maine, and we're happy to be offering it for sale. HowieCarshow.com, click on store. HowieCarshow.com, click on store. And you can also get a lot of other great gifts at the store, including $50 gift certificates to Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine for just $25. And all of my books are available there, and various gift certificates. So just check it out if you're looking for an easy way to shop for Christmas. And Let's Go Brandon. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Let's see here. I'm just looking. Someone was talking text I was looking for. So, Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh.
You there?
Hey, Howie. Sorry. I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm eating my dinner because, you know, I work every day and I get hungry. You know?
Go ahead.
And, you know, they're shutting down the two turbines up in Falmouth right now.
Really?
When we got wind one coming up here, and they're going to, like, pop in all these turbines, you know, out off the vineyard. Just doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Didn't we used to have some nuclear power plants around here? I thought they worked pretty well, didn't they? We never had a Chernobyl or anything here, or a Three Mile Island, right? And electricity, I think, was a lot cheaper. It's going to be a lot more expensive when they switch over to the wind turbines, that's for sure. Thanks for the call, Paul. Here's the text I was looking for. Steve, the guy called from Cambridge. Steve's outlook on the situation with Baker, he was trying to defend Baker without being able to tell me exactly what Baker had ever done, is exactly what's wrong with conservatives. They're too afraid of the unknown and would rather cling on to a rhino rather than take a hard stance for their beliefs. The dying words of a Republican voter, at least he's better than the alternative. I mean, I must say I've used that myself as a defense against voting for people. But, I mean, at a certain point, you can't make that defense. And that line in the sand was long past with Charlie Parker. He's not a Republican. He's not a Republican in name only. He's a dirk, as somebody said, a Democrat in Republicans' clothing. Ethan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, Howie, how you doing today?
Good.
I would agree with that. We need to have some more conservative people in because these liberals or even the rhinos, they don't know, they've forgotten what the Constitution is all about. But on these supply chains, Howie, I'm wondering if some of these problems with food and stuff is not artificially or intentional, like Kissinger said, you control the food and you control the nation or the people. And if some of this stuff with COVID doesn't make sense or is artificial or is, you know, taken advantage of, why couldn't they do this with the food? I mean, I wouldn't hold it past them.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the end game is if they're looking at 2022. And I know some people are going to say, well, they're going to try to fix the elections, but I don't know about that. We got a text earlier today from a guy who works for a sneaker company, and he said those sneakers have been out on the ship so long and with the dampness that they're coming in, and some of them have mold on them, and they have to deal with that. And the guy says if we're having a mold problem with sneakers, what is it going to be like with all this electronics that are in these containers that are subject to dampness and ocean spray and all that kind of thing? I don't know the answer to that. 844-500-4242. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie. I would like to see a laugh-off between Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton to see who's got the most evil cackle. But what I called about...
I'd have to think about that one, Frank. That could go either way. That's a pick-em. Yeah, you know what? Mark that down in case something happens tomorrow. We'll go with that as our poll question tomorrow. Who has the most evil laugh, Hillary Clinton or Kamala Harris? That's a good question. Thank you, Frank. Go ahead. What else do you want to say? Yeah.
Okay, the guy that was defending the rhinos, I hope that Trump attacks rhinos right up till the end of the primaries. We can always go after the Democrats for the general. But if we're going to get politicians that do stupid things, I'd rather they had a D in front of their name than an R.
Yeah. I know it's at some point you got to just, you have to express your displeasure with somebody who has totally misled you. And that would be the case of Charlie Baker. I mean, again, he campaigned as a Republican and has governed as a left, not as a Demo, as a left-wing Democrat. And I don't care what anybody says. That's the truth. 844-500-4242. Again, check out if you didn't hear the interview with President Trump, check it out again tonight. You check it out for the first time tonight. And let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. At HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.